Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simon Kisa-Binch is encouraging persons with flu-like symptoms to ensure that they go to the flu clinics to determine whether or not a test is required.
We are going to continue with our flu clinics, so you'll be able to go to your flu clinic and be advised about whether or not you would have a test. So you should probably call before you go. Persons who are doing antigen test home testing, we would accept those tests as a valid positive. There'll be no retesting. So if I did a home test, I tested positive, I will call my healthcare provider, my district clinic, and I will inform them that I had a positive test, and they will provide the person with the necessary sick leave if it is required. And that we will do that for the next 2 weeks. We would review it as we go along. If you test positive and you develop symptoms within the 5-day period and you are vaccinated, you will continue in your isolation until day 10, when if you have been without any symptoms for 3 to 2 days, you would then leave your isolation without an exit test. Vaccination sites continue at the Solidarity Car Park and also at each one of the vaccination clinics in each one of the health districts. So vaccines continue. We still have Abdala, we still have Sputnik V, Sputnik Light, we have AstraZeneca, and we have Pfizer.
That was Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simon Kisa-Binch. In the region, Barbados has announced new entry measures as COVID-19 cases continue to increase. Travelers will be allowed to enter the island with a valid negative test result taken at least 24 hours prior to arrival. A government statement said the new measure goes into effect tomorrow. Accepted tests include those taken at an accredited or recognized laboratory by a healthcare provider. The authorities also announced the digitization of contact tracing by the Ministry of Health. The government said the free anonymous contact tracing and symptoms monitoring app is designed to assist in reducing the spread of COVID-19. And there has been another increase in COVID-19 hospitalizations in Jamaica. The Ministry of Health says 189 people are now admitted, up from 172 on Monday. 21 patients are severely ill, while 4 are in critical condition. Additionally, 735 new COVID-19 cases were confirmed on Tuesday from 1,904 samples. This resulted in a positivity rate of 34.3%. In the international arena, the number of persons in hospital with the coronavirus is at its highest in Britain since February last year, according to new figures, amid increasing pressure on the health services. And governments across the world are tightening restrictions as the Omicron variant continues to drive up the COVID-19 cases globally. Election rallies have been cancelled in India as its mega cities experience a surge in cases. And a 74-year-old man who died in the western state of Rajasthan was India's first death with the Omicron variant, according to the health ministry. Officials said the man had been suffering from diabetes and other comorbid conditions. India has reported 2,630 Omicron cases so far. And China is pressing ahead with its zero COVID policy and tightening rules in an attempt to stamp out new clusters. I'm Leslie DeBeek with today's COVID-19 update.